Jack quickly opened the pack and looked inside. "Good," he said. "The Wand of Dianthus is still there."
"Should we take it home with us?" asked Annie.
"I think so," said Jack. "We can keep it safe until our next mission." He pulled Teddy and Kathleen's Book of Rhymes out of his pack. "I guess we can keep our Book of Rhymes as a souvenir," Jack said. "We won't be using it anymore since we've used up all the rhymes." He stuffed the book back into his backpack.
"We haven't used all of them," said Annie. "We still have one left, remember? Find a treasure you must never lose."
"Oh, I already used that one," said Jack. "Come on, let's go." He grabbed his pack and started down the rope ladder.
"What do you mean you already used that one?" Annie said as she followed him down. "When did you use that rhyme?"
Jack stepped onto the ground. "How do you think I found you when you got lost in Central Park?" he said.
"Wait, you thought I was a treasure?" said Annie.
Jack shrugged. "I guess," he said. "At least today I did." Annie smiled.
"Cool," she said. "Thanks for finding me when you got lost."
"Not me, you," said Jack. "You're the one who got lost."
"No, you," said Annie.
"You," said Jack.
You,
said Annie. Jack laughed. "Whatever," he said. "Let's go have some of Dad's hot chocolate." The snow began to fall harder as the cold wind rattled the bare trees of the Frog Creek woods. Jack and Annie hurried home.
This is Mary Pope Osborne. We hope you have enjoyed this unabridged production of Magic Treehouse Books 33 through 36. This program was produced and directed by Lewis Milgram. Executive producers Brian Smith and Orly Moskowitz. Original music by John Guth. Text copyright 2005-2006 by Mary Pope Osborne. Production copyright 2005-2006, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.